Before we start the show, we would like to acknowledge the traditional owners and custodians of the land on which this show is being recorded today, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation. We also pay our respects to their elders, past, present.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
Oh, babe. What's up, Bert? A great little story we found just popped onto everyone's desk. Oh, Very interesting story.
Oh, that, remember when we used to say, oh, was handed this over my desk. This was slid onto my desk. It's like, oh, what's this? It's like you guys have been really producing this for hours.
Yeah, for hours. Yeah, you had a whole meeting about it. You talk about what you're going to talk about, what the angle is. Yeah.
But see, what we do here is producer Max and Trin have it so locked down. They go, saw this, thought you'd like it. We go, cheers.
Thanks.
But these news cops go, oh, I wonder how this happened. Guys, you've been doing it for 9 hours.
9 hours.
Sorry, I don't know why that came from.
I don't know that anger.
I've been sitting at home for 2 days not talking to anyone.
Yeah, the deep anger is really out there. Similar to the person in this story.
Oh, well done.
Take away. So there was a bit of a lunch thief in an office, right? And they were slammed in a message on the container and also, some would say, threatened. So I read the note that was on the replacement lunch the next day, right?
Yeah, read it.
First of all, the person's name is Angel. That's written.
Angel. It's a fun name.
He's a really fun name.
Isn't it really a fun name?
It's really a fun name. I imagine.
I don't know any angels.
I know an angel.
Do you?
Don't bring it up.
Okay, sorry.
Don't bring it up.
Why?
Make me laugh. And the story isn't that funny to anyone else except for me. So there's no point telling it. And I'm sorry to listeners. I know it feels like I'm hiding something from you, but really, you don't want to hear this story. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
To whoever ate my calzone, I hope you enjoyed my lunch. Capital M, capital L. My lunch.
Oh, okay.
I also hope you get and enjoy the bad upper respiratory cough I've had. Oh. And hopefully you'll get. Shame on you for being a bad person.
That's evil.
Also, babe, why are you at work with a bad cough in these times?
Babe.
Like it's been 3 years. Like, don't go with a bad cough into the office, babe. Yeah. And also don't be putting your food back into the office fridge.
I mean, like I say, firsthand, I thought maybe don't go into work the next couple of days because you don't sound great.
Mm. But you've been tested.
Tested, accused.
Just to confirm.
Always, yeah.
God, people are really getting into this and no one really agrees with them. I feel like the aggression is a bit much. Maybe they thought that it was their calzone. Maybe the person was hungry, Rowan.
Mm.
But I actually also like someone who thieves from an office fridge. I would never do it because I'm far too scared. But I like naughty people. Like I like people that like do like naughty little things because I don't have the courage to be a good person who follows all the rules.
No. I take.
Do you steal?
I take.
You would.
From the work.
You would.
Fridges all the time.
You would.
I take the names off them. Like if it's not a sticky note, mine.
Really?
Yeah, I do look around, make sure no one's there.
Because sticky note, you can remove.
When I was in the old station in Brisbane, I used to take this girl's yogurts because they were like the YoPros, like the fit ones. You know, the fit
and they're expensive. They're like $3 a yogurt.
Yeah, sometimes like $3, but mostly they're on special. They have it like.
Oh,
Coles goes in between. They either go the YoPro or the Chobani. Always flips. There's always flips. But I used to
Rodney
flip because I used to. People used to know Rowan used to eat yogurt. He liked those ones. But then I noticed someone else in there and they put a name on him and I'd just be like, I'd take it. And then I would gaslight, be like, that's not yours. But then it became a bit of a joke that Rowan's clearly stealing her yogurts.
It's not really a joke though, is it? Funny. I'd be like, you thought it was a joke? So you just gaslit her and said, no, I'm not.
If someone's got chocolates, mine.
Really?
Even like you foods, trust
you
me,
know what, actually,
gold. That's mine.
There is a chocolate drawer in the office here that I regularly steal. Like, I think it's like you're meant to take one.
Nah, we hoot it.
We take 3 or 4.
Hoot it. I got no problem stealing stuff. If you put that, I mean, I get it. It's like, where else are you going to put it? But it's like, hey, don't make it look so nice.
Okay, it's giving victim blaming. Like,
I'm happy. I'll give it.
Yogurt blaming. Yogurt blaming. So you want to know, on 13 10 60, what did you steal from the office?
Yeah, if you nicked something from the office.
I feel like I maybe have stolen some pens by accident, but other than that, I really don't have anything that I can think of, but now that I'm saying it out loud, I do.
What is it?
It isn't as exciting as you're going to be. I'm a rule follower.
Is it like an angel story?
No, so I love binding.
Sorry?
I love binding. If anyone
like
ever
folders.
Needs something bound, yeah, like binding, like
you're
when
so,
you,
sometimes you're so weird, man.
No, I love.
You're so
no,
weird.
No, no, no. I like there was a bind, and I like the old school binding machines, not the electric ones. I like to do.
I bet you like labelling shit too as well.
No.
Huh.
Nah, not for me. Oh, anyway, so I used to do binding for free for my uni assignments at work.
Okay. So you used to nick the binding supplies, like the binding.
I guess so, yeah. I did. And I probably would steal some notepads as well. Yeah. Yeah, I'm a rule breaker.
You're a badass.
I'm a badass. And I love binding. So if anyone ever needs some binding done in their office.
Can we test that,
genuinely,
actually?
I might have forgotten how to do it. But it's fun because you've got to do it backwards. So you've got to, like, it's like a puzzle.
Yeah.
Really fun. Anyway, 13, 10, 60, what did you steal from the office?
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
So there's been a bit of drama on the web. I've been surfing the net and I found something on the web.
Hang 10, bro. Yeah,
hang 10.
Shockers.
There's been some drama in regards to a stolen lunch. Basically, there's been a very aggressive message with a threat of a respiratory illness that's gone a bit viral, for lack of a better term.
Yeah.
And we asked, what did you steal from work? I confess to stealing binding supplies. I love. I used to bind for fun. I used to say, do you want that bound? Also, because I listen to podcasts all the time, so I could just go and take forever. Because the men that I worked for, I had no idea how to bind.
I wouldn't know how to use that.
No one had to print.
Come on.
No. And then when they feigned ignorance, I'd be like, if you don't understand how to print, like, I can easily teach you the basic information.
And they would hate that.
Yeah. Anyway. So what did you steal from Worky Poo?
Sam, hi.
Sam, what'd you steal?
Hi. Evening, guys. I stole 6 rolls of sticky tape.
Yeah, cool.
Best friend was moving houses and she was flat broke after paying bond.
Yep.
And I was like, all right, I'll take some sticky tape and I've got you covered.
Yeah, look, it's expensive and also, like, hard to find.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Where do you get sticky tape from?
Bunnings, Officeworks, but, like, Coles, it's annoying. Woolworths, like, Coles? All these places. Yeah, sticky tape, yeah.
Big one?
Yeah, probably. Oz Post?
I reckon expensive from there. Probably. I reckon, if you've got Officeworks for a bargain.
True, yeah. Bunnings, yep. Bunnos.
Bunnos, 100%. Hundo, hundo, Bunnos.
Bunnos, Bunnos.
Monique, what did you steal?
Not so much from work, but when I was in senior school, I used to kind of out of class early and steal people's pre-made bakery sandwiches.
What does that mean? I don't understand that.
So you know when you go to the bakery and they've got those really nice sandwiches all made?
Yeah.
People used to bring them to school and put them in, like, the public fridge.
Yep, there.
Sorry, what school did you go to where you had a public fridge and people had pre-made sandwiches? Yeah. Was it private?
Yeah, I was like, that's a bit of me. That's mine.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Thank you.
My friend used to steal the, blazer jacket. I wonder if I can add it out. It's been 10 years.
Do it.
Literally 10 years. She used to, his senior blazer jacket, she used to walk through pantry, like the tuck shop line, and she would just steal brownies in her blazer pocket and get and buy one caramel koala and walk out.
Just a little one for me.
Yeah, just so 50 cents and steal brownies.
I got 9 brownies.
You'll be like, yes, Katie. Oh. Katie, I'm sorry.
Not Katie from Brisbane.
No, not Katie from St. Reed's.
Sorry.
Josh, what did you steal?
Hey, guys. I stole around 10 to 15 keyboard support wrist pads.
Those 10 to 15. And why did you need 10 to 15?
You don't need 10, mate.
Oh, because they were in the stationery cupboard, and I thought, why not? So every time someone comes over, it's a little parting gift for those people when they leave my house.
You know what? Bit of a party bag.
Yeah.
But an adult one, because wrist support is very important.
Here we go.
Yeah, exactly.
I love that. I love 10 to 15. I love I can't tell you the exact number, but it's somewhere in the range of 10 to 15. That is amazing.
Here you go. Here's your Alan's party mix and your wrist support.
Oh, my God. Emily, what did you steal?
Hi, Rowan and Abby. So I work as a gymnastics coach, and after the pandemic, I kept accidentally stealing hand sanitizer.
Accidentally? Or purposefully? Mm-hmm. How did you accidentally steal?
Accidentally. So I slip it in my pocket during work because, kids are kind of gross, so I'd use it quite often and then accidentally just forget to put it away.
Very convenient, Emily. Yeah. Very convenient.
Okay.
Yep.
Well,
nicking the hand sanitizer.
Yep, absolutely. You're wild.
Hot Nights Podcast.
Jerry on Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield. It's time to play Chattergory.
What up, everyone? It is Chattergory.
Here's what happens, everyone. There are three categories. The first is the Chattergory. That is my category. It's whatever I want it to be. It can be anything from, trivia questions to my mum's mum.
Oh, Nan.
If you don't like grandma.
Grandma.
Yeah, great. Thanks, Carmel. She's passed away.
Oh, sorry. She is dead. I forgot.
She is lovely, Carmel. If you don't like that, don't call up. Get a grip. It's my show. It's my game. Chat agrees. What more could you want? Mm-hmm. The second category is the contestants category.
Thank you.
And they can choose whatever they want within reason, though. Bit unfair if you're choosing a category that I don't know much about and it's a personal category.
Yeah.
You know, get a grip. And the third category is a surprise category from our gorgeous, amazing producers, Trini and Maxie.
That's them.
So, yeah, that's what happens. Best of three names as buzzers. Yeah. Here we go. Yeah. Amy.
Hello, Amy.
Hi.
Ready to go down, Amy?
Whoa.
I am ready to take you down like ScoMo took down that 8-year-old kid.
Oh, wow. That is, and that was hardcore too. That felt violent.
Everyone feels sorry for Luca. Sorry.
By the way, today, $100 Puma voucher. We love Puma. In fact, Conrad loves Puma, doesn't he?
Obsessed.
And I see the stuff you send, Conrad, and if you listen to Puma, I want thumb. Anyway, never mind. Moving on. This is not my category.
Okay.
This is your category. And Amy, you ready to play?
I'm ready.
Just thought I'd drop the net about Puma because I'm in charge of this segment. And I just wanted to say that.
Okay.
Question number
one. You're
in
charge.
Don't say it like that because now it sounds like you're undermining.
You're a big man.
The question master. Don't laugh, producer Max. Okay, here we go.
Hurry up.
Abby's category is Law and Order SVU.
Yeah, okay. We're changing it next time.
Okay, all right.
Because I feel like I've watched it a lot.
Here comes the question. Okay. What does SVU stand
Abby.
For?
Amy.
Abby.
Special Victims Unit.
It does. Correct.
Thank you.
It's okay.
These are their stories. Yeah. Dun, dun.
So, question number two is Amy's category. And it is, pardon me, it is horses.
I've only seen a horse once.
No, you've seen more than one horse.
Up close, one. Only touched one, and it was for something I had to film, and I had to sit on top of the horse and turn around while the wind was blowing in a gown.
So you don't.
And say a line while I was scared the horse was going to knock me off. It was very stressful.
You don't sound like a horse chick. Amy, though.
Horse girl.
Definitely horse girl.
Yeah.
How many have you touched, do you reckon, Amy?
Well, I own one, so I touch him every day.
Okay. All right, Amy. All right, Amy.
Touch the big horse. Is he a big one? Big horse? All right. Question number two. Here we go.
Jesus.
Amy's category. True or false? Horses can sleep standing up.
Amy. True.
Yeah, that's true. And being a horse girl, you'd know that for sure.
You'd know that for sure, for every day.
So your big horse sleeps standing up?
He does.
Of course he does.
What's his name?
John. Ben. Ben?
Yeah.
Okay.
Our producer, Trin here, has a horse named Ben. We can put it that way. Hey, this is fun. One all. Question number three is a random category, as chosen by the producers. And this random category is nuts.
Okay, you scared, Sluggy?
Yes. A little bit scared. Nuts. The ones specifically you eat. Here we go. Here comes the question. Name the green nut that needs Abby. To... Did you say Abby?
Yep. Pistachio.
Yes. The pistachio nut. Yes, that is correct. Sorry, Amy.
Needs to be peeled to be eaten. Yeah. Was that the rest of it?
Needs to be deshelled prior to eating.
I heard the word needs to and I thought there's a step involved with pistachio.
Well, sorry, Amy. No delightful humor voucher for you, doll.
That's okay. No worries.
I've gotten really competitive with this now after I got beaten like three times in a row.
Yeah,
so
but
I'm
at least,
very aggressive.
At least now you have that big horse to go... Pat.
Give Ben a kissy.
He'll comfort me.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus, Amy. All right, bye.
Bye, doll. Take it easy. Enjoy your horse.
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast. Hot Nights Podcast.
You are about to enter the debate club of Hot Nights. The people are real. The debates are real. The rulings are final. This is the Hot Nights Debate Club.
Welcome to the Hot Nights Debate Club.
What happened to the Gadget's voice?
Exhausted.
Can you take that seriously?
Sorry.
Where's his gavel?
Excuse me. Can we have some respect in the debate hall, please?
The adjudicator has to be able to speak to adjudicate.
Debate hall. Like we gather.
What do you mean? This is just my slug house.
Are we done?
Sorry.
Yeah, done. Done.
This is your showtime. I can wait as long. I've got nowhere to be.
I can wait as long as you want.
Okay.
All right, bit of order.
Yes.
Tonight's debate topic.
Yep.
Thick cut chips are better than thin cut chips slash fries.
Ooh. Ooh.
You saying thin is better than thick?
I am saying that thick is better than thin.
Okay, thick is better, right. Just in case.
Fair.
And tonight, debating for the affirmative, starting us off, will be Miss Abby Chatfield.
Oh.
So I'm saying that thick is better than thin.
For the third time, yes.
Sorry, couldn't quite hear.
Why?
The adjudicator's voice is a bit quiet. I'm blaming Maxie. All right.
To be fair, that's true.
Am I starting?
Yeah, ready to go?
I'm ready. So thick cut chips are better than thin cut chips for a few reasons. First and foremost, it seems like it's the fish and chip way. It's the Australiano way. We grew up on it. We love it. It's iconic. Also, when you get a crispy thick chip, there is that much more crisp to be had. If you double fry a thin chip, it turns into just a little bit of batter. If you double fry a thick chip, it turns great. Also, potatoes have a little vitamin C in them. I learned this from my Irish potato famine course I've been doing on a podcast. And they're really good for you. Therefore, if you have a thicker chip, more vitamin C, more vitamins, and therefore surviving longer. And chips, I don't know. Do you know the potatoes are one of the few things you can live off for the rest of your life? Okay, that thing is really deceiving. It speaks.
So the good thing about thin chips compared to, let's say, the by far subpar thick chips is that they're French fries. French fries are thin, and French fries are much nicer. French. Everything French is much nicer. And by the way, if you double hit a French fry, it turns into a beautiful chip. And you don't ever see someone getting a thick chip and packeting those, do you? No, no, no. They are not as commercial. They are not as delicious. And by the way, if you get a French fry wrong, it's still delicious. You get a thick chip wrong, it's kind of like you're eating mash. It's actually real bad. So you know what? A lot of room for error with a French fry, not a lot with a thick chip. Thick chips, real bad, man. Real bad.
Interesting that you say that a thick cut chip can be like a mash, because in fact, a thin cut chip is always simply mashed potato made into the shape of a chip, when a thick cut potato chip can be a literal potato chip. So absolutely get a chip grip. Secondly, there are thick chips for sale, thicker cut chips for sale that are a crisp. I think that's what you were alluding to before, sluggo. And I'm not going to lie, kind of agree with you.
I had a lot of things to say, but we did just hear the affirmative agree with the negative, so I would say the affirmative win. But I will say the French fry is actually a cut potato, which is fried oui French. It is cut and fried with French. It is not mashed potato made into a tiny chip that is then fried. Well,
it
it's
is.
Not.
Get a grip.
Well, it's absolutely not. And also, the thick chip is not a crisp. They are cut thin as crisps. I'm talking the big stick, bad crisp, makes into a crisp. No, that's not good. So, by the way, go thin chips!
Okay. I think we don't want that one.
I don't think we do.
I think we do.
Oh, sorry. I think we do.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, the adjudicator's lost his word again.
Some interesting arguments presented.
Sorry, guys, I had to bring up the Irish potato famine, because, which actually wasn't a potato famine at all, but,
Sorry.
Had to bring it up.
Sorry. I thought the adjudicator was speaking.
But I just wanted to bring up my fun fact. That was the fun fact that I wanted to say earlier.
These facts are not good today.
The potato famine.
Oh, was that actually the fact?
Yeah.
Okay, that's pretty
but
funny.
But it wasn't about potatoes, it was about the government. Anyway.
I'd like to thank the negative team for reminding the affirmative team that I was talking.
I play by the rules, brother. Mm. Play by the rules.
Oh, shut up.
I did like hearing that, a thick chip can be crispier and crunchier all over, and a double cooked small chip, it's just a bit weird.
It is a bit weird.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to talk while he's talking. Turn your mic off.
Name on the show.
I think that this evening, what it really comes down to is... Yep. My personal preference.
Oh, yes!
And tonight, thick cut chips win.
Yeah!
I've always thought this game was rigged.
No, it's not, because you've won one. I'm not going to lie. I feel like I don't mind. A chip is a chip, you know? But I probably, in terms of arguing points, there isn't much more you can say that I just like a thick cut chip better. I do like them better, but a thin chip.
So I'm just struggling for words. I've always thought this game was rigged, and it is.
Yeah. Well, maybe you should call Dave Cameron about that.
You know what? Maybe I will.
You could call our big boss, Dave Cameron, and yep. say, oh, hey, Dave, I know you're the busiest person.
But we need a new executive producer.
Not we need a new adjudicator. Going in hard.
Well, three.
My goodness. We're still recording.
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
So I think all of us in the team have seen this TikTok going around of this woman that got a naughty little cocky stuck in her ear.
Oh, sorry, what? Hang on.
A cockroach.
Oh, my fault. Apologies.
You get a grip. Got a little naughty cocky stuck in her ear. And in the meeting, in our little meeting that we have to prepare for the show, we were talking about it, yeah. had a little chit-chat. And
we were.
You, Max, Trin, everyone was like, oh. And I was like, yeah, my mum's had one stuck in her ear.
Full cocky?
I'm from Queensland. This is like not a weird thing. I feel like a lot of people from Queensland have had like bugs, spiders in their ears, cockroaches like very... very common.
Oh, yeah.
So I thought instead of me telling the story and butchering it, we should get my mum on.
Well, we'd love to talk to your mother.
And mum loves you now. She's met you all. Oh. She feels very comfortable with you all. And she's going to tell you just how ordinary it was to get a cocky in her ear.
Now, we would like to talk to her, but as we have already discussed, Abby's mum loves a chat. So she... Hang on, she was talking to producer Max for a while. She was biting producer Max's ear
Hi,
off,
mommy.
But now we've got her on the phone. Hello. Oh, so, well.
Mum Sluggy's here.
Hello, darling.
Oh, I've got the pink lippy on just for you.
Oh, thank you, darling. The pink lippy just for me. All right.
So, Mum, can you tell everyone in a succinct little way what happened when you got the cock in your ear? Because I thought it was a normal thing people experience. Because I grew up you telling me about the cock in your ear.
I was horrendous.
Yeah.
It's like there's something I woke up in the middle of the night.
In Cairns.
In Cairns, because it's all the hot humidity thing. And there was something like right in my ear. So I'm like trying to knock my ear because I can fit, woke me up. I was crying. It was so bad. Oh. It's like something burrowing into really deep down.
Burrowing?
Is. And then it bled because it tries to eat its way out.
Oh, Lord.
So it was quite a big one. We went down to Cairns emergency. We didn't know where to go. Just got to Cairns, my welcome present. And... we went down and I'm in emergency at Cairns Base and I've got my high heels and pink lippy on.
Standard.
Yep. Sobbing though.
And all that was on was rage. Remember rage was on.
I remember rage.
And around me, there were all these people the cops fought in, all these blokes that had been fighting and were drunk as skunks. They were vomiting everywhere.
Oh.
And there's me sitting in the front row watching rage, holding my ear and sobbing silently with my high heels and pink lippy on. And then the beautiful doctor took me in and he pumped it full of, so you could do this at home now. I know what to do now if they ever get you.
Don't get medical advice, I'm on radio. No, you can't get medical advice.
It's actually illegal. Oh, but.
They put the oil, the hot oil in.
Yeah, the doctors do that.
Doctors do
and
it.
And then, but that didn't get him out the first time because he was really in. So then they did the water, you know, the syringe for water thing.
Yeah, and that worked.
So they did, and then they did a few pumps of the hot water and he came out and he said, oh, he's rather large, isn't he?
And then he said
that what's interesting was it hurt like hell. And he said, that's why if you go to Cairns Market, this is true, they have cocky bait earrings.
Oh, because it's so common to get cockies in your ear.
Thing. It's like a joke. It's supposed to be a joke, but it's true.
It's true.
Everyone up there.
Gets cockroaches. This is the thing, isn't it? Also, so I don't, for everyone listening, my mum, Laura, literally, I've never seen her without pink lippy on or a high hair. I don't think you own flats, do you, mum?
Try not to.
Literally, gardening, sometimes wear a nice heel and the pink lippy's always on, even when gardening. So well, there's no doubt.
When I had you, I had my high heels on when I had my contraction.
Yeah, of course.
Of course you did.
Of course you did, mum. Of course you did. Well, I'm glad to give us some insight because no one believes me about all your cockroach stories from far north Queensland.
Oh, yes. Well, there's huge cockroaches up there, but the one in the ear was really awful. It's like you're going nuts.
Could you hear it?
Like there's something in your head. Yes, it's awful and you don't know what to do because you try and, you know, do normally getting it out. You can't.
And it didn't really want to leave. It's like me, how I was a month overdue. didn't want to leave.
Eat its way out.
That is so Abby Chatfield to go, it's quite nice in here.
Yeah, because I was due on Mum's birthday, so I stayed for an extra month.
Of course you did.
Yeah. You know, Mum.
Of course you did.
Oh, yes. You were overcooked.
Yep.
Yes. She might still be.
Well, thanks, Mummy. We'll get you on the show more often because you have so many good stories. I want to tell the giant cockroach story. Maybe it's enough cocky chat
tonight.
We'll do
your cocky chat another time.
But I want the Atherton Tableland story on radio sometime soon.
All right. Don't tell us now, Laura.
Love you, Mummy.
Love you, darling.
Love you, Bubby. See you soon.
Bye, darling.
Did she say Bubby or both?
Bubby.
Okay, so it didn't give me a love you.
All I think right, she does love you, though, as well.
I think she does. I have a good feeling that she does. Mm. And we would like to know, what did you get stuck in your ear?
What did you get stuck in your ear?
Anything. Big cocky?
Well, your ear's a bit.
Well, I don't know what's wrong with my ear. You know what, actually? I've been thinking. My headphones have been in all day, and maybe it's a bit swollen because maybe it was too loud.
Maybe. And like the suction, the pressure maybe from the head.
So I have the little in-ear AirPod Pros. By the way, they sound fantastic. I'm not having a go. I think it's just me being silly. Anyway, 131060, what did you get stuck in your ear? We will take your calls next. Hot Nights.
Hot Nights Podcast.
So there's a TikTok going around, that has someone having a cocky in their ear, cockroach in their ear.
Cockroach, yes.
So, and I was talking to everyone about it and everyone seemed shocked. And I said, my mother Laura has had a cockroach in her ear. And I thought that was a normal thing growing up. I actually wait for the day that I have a cockroach in my ear.
You wait for it?
I think it's a normal thing in life because Mum told me that story so many times. So Laura came on, told us all about it.
Yes. And if you missed it, get the podcast. It will be on there at Hot Night.
Laura's worth listening to.
Yeah, absolutely. Wherever you get your podcast, go and get it. So we absolutely asked you, 131060, we asked you, what did you get stuck in your ear? That's what we asked.
Kayla, what did you get stuck in your ear? Kayla, are your ears still got something in them?
Hello. Hi. How you going?
Great.
Hi, Kayla. Your ears are all clear?
My ears are fine. Actually, yep. I did get a bug stuck in at once.
Yep.
But I was actually babysitting my two or three at the time. Sister, she snapped off the teeth of a comb and stuffed them in her ear. And I was about 12 babysitting and I had to get them out with tweezers before Mum got home.
Sorry, the part here is them. How many did she shove in her ears?
I think maybe two or three.
So they would have just got lost down there.
Well, did it burst her eardrum?
No, well, it was like a little baby comb. I mean, she was two or three, so she wasn't shoving them in. But they were like a little baby comb, and she put them in and, had to get those ones out.
Nothing. Oh, that's really cute, but it is naughty. It is really cute.
It's not a little baby.
Kathleen, what did you get in your ear, stuck in your ear?
A moth.
Oh, was it fluttering?
Oh.
Yeah, I was sitting up in bed reading a book, and it just flew in there. And I could not get it out. It was like having the drummer from Metallica in there.
So did you go to the Cairns Emergency Hospital as well?
I didn't live in Cairns. I lived in bloody Swansea.
What, Tassie?
Wow, not in Swansea.
what, in Tassie?
No, in New South Wales.
Oh, there's another one. I'm thinking of Tasmania.
So did you go to the hospital? What did you do? How did you get it out?
My husband at the time took me to hospital and he pretended, that it was an emergency and he was yelling out the window, ee-oh, I'm off in the air, everybody look out the way. Being, an idiot.
Yeah. Moth in ear, moth in ear, get out the way.
Sounds like Kathleen just left him at the hospital.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast. Hot Nights Podcast.
Right, so I've obviously been off for a few days.
Stop so aggressive.
Right. Well, I mean, that's how I feel. It's how I feel, chat.
Why are you so angry?
Because the
suddenly?
Last time we were on here, I think it was a Friday. I think it was definitely Friday. It was Friday. For some reason, went me. Last break of the show. And it was to do with my general intelligence. And you're like, because remember that one time you said Circus LA?
It wasn't too
good. And I went, what? No. I was getting text, mate. Now, let me finish.
It wasn't too good with general intelligence.
Let me finish. I was getting text, people going, you don't actually say Circus LA, do you? And I was like, no. And you were here going, and then we got off air and you were like, but you did say it. And I said, no, I said Circus LA. And you're like, No, but babe, you actually said Circus LA though. You did. And I was like, I did not.
Like, it's okay. You did say.
Yeah, I was like, no, but I didn't say Circus LA. Like an inland Bogan, Tasmanian, fair, would give it to me. But I didn't, I said Circus LA. I didn't say Circus LA. And you're like, oh my. You said Circus Hawaii.
Yeah.
Don't gaslight me. And I said, I didn't say it. You said, you did. And I said, well, I didn't.
Yeah, and now I'm starting to think with how passionate you are that you didn't. Because
well, I actually heard it.
I was, you have. I was convinced. Let's hear it. You know what? Because I, okay, here's what happened. We had a game that we played and I was convinced. My real truth in my heart was that Cirque du Soleil killed my depression.
You said change your life. Right. And I said Cirque du Soleil changed my life.
Yeah.
And then you tried to tell the listener a good giveaway that I was telling that was false is because I said Circus Olay. But I didn't say Circus Olay. I said Cirque du Soleil.
Okay,
anyway.
Maybe it's to do with how you talk. Oh. Because maybe it's too, maybe my brain can't keep up.
Maybe I'm a bit quick.
Maybe a bit quick. Because okay, well, I'm not, we all know I speak very quickly and very slurrily. I slur a lot. Okay, so
let's see how this actually went.
All right, got that, Hannah?
Yeah, I got it.
You're sick.
Cirque du Soleil changed my life.
Oh my gosh, okay.
You can ask questions, Hannah.
And I just, you know, I was with my mates. We were like, let's just all go to Cirque du Soleil for a bit of a laugh. And we were like, ha ha, the boys are at Cirque du Soleil. We were there and we just were staring at this show. So not only did I say it, three times.
Okay, Rowan, this is really hard for me because I'm very stubborn.
Yeah, sure.
And I'm always right.
Well.
This is hard for me. I'm just going to do it. I did go you on and off air last week. And I did what I do to Conrad where I freak out and I go, no. Yeah. And I, panic.
It's like you put hands over your eyes like you're in tunnel vision.
I can't deal with this.
So?
I misheard.
That's not the word you're looking for, misheard. It's not the right word.
Misremembered.
Not the right one either.
And I apologize for going you. And I would say, I'm not sure if it's gaslighting because I didn't know that I was wrong, but I was wrong. And I will apologize for also assuming that you're the type of person that says Cirque du Soleil.
She did just assume. That was the problem, wasn't it? You were like, you are the problem.
You would say something like that. And then, but you wouldn't. And then you went, no, I wouldn't. And I was like, yeah, you would.
Yeah, you would. Evidence. You said, yeah, you would.
Yeah. But you know what? Because you're a bit of a, you're a bit like loosey-goosey, you know, a bit jazzy, a bit slimy. Maybe I just think you're a bit too fun to know the real words to things. But you know what? I've now learned that you are very, well, not learned. I now have been proven wrong and I know, and I always knew that you're very intelligent and I love you a lot.
Hot night today, Chaffee.
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
This is a Hot Nights content warning. The following content may offend you. So please turn off your radio now. Or if you're kind of curious, you know, just keep it on.
It's time for
Naughty After 840.
So we should maybe do our sexy voice. Sexy voice.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go.
It's time for Naughty After 840, and I'm ready to get naughty.
What have you got for us?
Sex expert reveals how using music in the bedroom can improve your sex life.
Wow.
Do you think listening to music in the bedroom would get that motion and rhythm going?
I've never used music, but I have used...
You've never listened to music while you've been boinking.
I have used nature forest sound effects. Like I'm slugging in the Amazon.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
To really get you nice and slimed.
What about you? What do you normally listen to? Spit it out.
What have I been? You know what I really liked? That Donna Summer song. That's not Donna Summer.
That's not Donna Summer.
What is that? What is that?
I don't know what that is. What Donna Summer?
Miley Cyrus.
Okay.
I've had a lot of winking to my
Do you songs. Know?
Yeah, Love to Love Baby.
Oh, yeah, I know that song.
Love to Love Baby. That's not Donna Summer. This. Oh.
I feel like I'm in Austin Powers or something. I could see you dancing to this.
Kind of by accident, but it was hot. But no, I don't really put on music because you know.
Just in and out, getting it done.
Not in and out, no.
As in the bedroom. I don't mean like the physical. I don't mean the thing.
Right, anyway, I'm about to say something. Okay. Apparently, there are many reasons we should listen to music during the naughty, sexy time.
Can you tell me why?
Music can heighten our sexual senses.
Really?
Apparently, it explains why people become turned on when we're in places like the club.
Really? Are you getting turned on in the club?
Oh, not one bit.
You probably get turned on leaving the club.
Leaving the club. So I get to go home and get some nummies.
Nummies.
Musical rhythm can boost creativity in the bedroom.
Creativity?
Can change how your body moves and flows.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Well,
the good thing about this slug is he doesn't have a backbone.
No backbone, so he just keeps on flowing.
Yeah.
Music has relaxing qualities. It can help your bodies relax as well as just make us happier. Get a bit of dopamine, baby.
I believe that.
Yeah, it's nice.
Totally.
Musical lyrics can be a love language for sexual partners.
Wow.
Oh, God. And music can make moments more memorable.
Wow.
You know, actually, because of my, and now I can say it, I looked this up and this is a symptom of ADHD. I'm not kidding. Like,
no, you're allowed to say things. This is on the radio, mate. Your name's on the show. You have to justify why you can say it.
So I have a really hard time having an orgasm without like thinking about something else. So because my mind is always thinking about other things.
Sure.
So if I put on music, much easier.
I think I've heard.
So I'm listening to the music. So the best songs to have slow and sensual sex to are The Take by Tori Lanez.
Tori Lanez? Yeah, I haven't heard that one. I have heard the next one, though.
Sorry, Lanez.
Just because it's a Z, mate, doesn't he have to say Ez?
Me having no idea who that is. Birthday Sex by Jeremy. Oh, girl, you know I. Feeding and then
the I reckon that if you were singing that in
girl,
the room,
you know
I reckon that'd turn me off.
Don't need candles or cake, just need your body to make.
What about the other one?
Birthday sex.
Khalid, location.
Birthday sex. Yeah, banger. Location on for location. I don't need anything to come through.
Had to come through.
Come through. Enemy.
After what you've just shown me, I think if you were singing these in the bedroom, it wouldn't work.
Yeah, no, not good. No.
Need more hot stuff in your ears? Subscribe to the podcast now and catch the show live weekdays from 7 p.m. across the Hit Network. Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield. Got it!